listening to Parent Projects.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's release of the video podcast. We are going to try things a little different, and we are streaming live for our membership on our Facebook Clubhouse, that the Parent Projects Clubhouse, as well as out to our YouTube channel. So thanks for joining us. Hey, on today's show, I've got Todd Kress of ADL Solutions. ADL Solutions is your one-stop shop for aging in place, which, if our members have been following through the week, has been a major focus for us here at Parent Projects. Todd's going to give us some wonderful tips for what we can do as adult children and advocates of the aged as they set in and prepare to build their Alamo.
You're listening to Parent Projects, a family media and technology group production. Now here's your host, Tony Siebers.
And well, welcome back into the podcast. We've got Todd Kress here. Todd, welcome into this week's edition of the Parent Projects podcast, joining us. And I believe you are joining us from your offices down in the East Valley. Is that right?
That's correct. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. It's great to see you. So look, Todd, your experience, particularly with ADL Solutions, in seeing from the time problems are just starting to happen or where concern starts to happen for a family member or maybe even the senior themselves, all the way down to referrals, the fact that you've got a business that includes occupational therapists and other folks. Talk to us about ADL Solutions, man. What are you? How big does that umbrella reach? And what is the privy that you see in the marketplace?
Well, so ADL Solutions, we're what we consider ourselves, a total solutions company. We have people like myself, occupational therapists, physical therapists that go out and do assessments. We do that free of charge for families. So we'll go out to someone's home, identify needs and areas that could be modified, whether it's putting a grab bar or even adding an addition onto a home. Most of it's ramps, door widenings, grab bars. We also provide assistive equipment. So we're a DME provider, which is durable medical equipment. As you start dealing with people with disabilities or anyone that ages, that term will become familiar. That's walkers, canes, crutches, transfer devices. And then we have a construction side that actually does the modification. So we basically can stick with people from, hey, I've got a problem. They raise their hand. We go out and help them identify it, try to come up with some solutions. And then we can help install it, or at least if they have a family friend or a handyman that they like, we can make sure they're using the right equipment, things like that, to get it done right.
So when a family reaches out and they've got a concern, or it's a family member that reaches out to you guys, what's one of the most common questions that they kick off with or start with?
Well, I mean, honestly, it ranges greatly. We deal with people that maybe they're out of state and they said, hey, my mother or father has fallen. I'm concerned about them. I'm going to be in town. Can you meet me out there? Or can you go check on them and let me know, and we'll have that conversation. And a lot of times we're dealing with people, unfortunately, after they've had a fall and they're coming out of a rehab center and they're like, Oh my gosh, got to get things in place. So it's all different levels of, you know, people's awareness of when their parent may or may not need some help.
What are some things? Especially, I really can understand, and I know I've seen in senior move management, as we work through that, I've seen that, right? So they're in a rehab facility, they've got to come out, and they've got, you know, you got a week left before the time's up. They expect to spin them out back into the home. What are some of the first things? What are some of the most valuable things you could do? I'm standing in my parents' house. I'm trying to figure out what's next, you know, where to even start with this. What would you recommend to that family member who really wants to keep an Alamo idea? They really want their parents to come back home, but you're looking at something that just gives you a not the best feeling in the world. What would you recommend?
Right. Well, most rehab centers will actually have a care manager, case manager that will do a home visit prior to releasing them and kind of go through a lot of that. You know, you need this or that. But those are typically, and it all depends what the level of their care is needed when they come home. Some people are coming home with a wheelchair, with a walker, and probably getting in-home therapy where they're going to progress, hopefully, and not deteriorate. So most of it's simple ramps, getting maybe through that garage threshold or the front door. And then if they want to get out on the back patio. So the first thing we always look at are doorways, getting over the thresholds. Are they wide enough? Are there any barriers? A lot of those, I call the laundry room, the room of doors. There's a door coming in the garage and another one closing it off. So those can be challenges.
Right.
So first is entryways, you know, and then simple things like grab bars. If they can transfer themselves, then a grab bar is really needed. Go ahead.
No, I just, you know, what it reminded me of is when we're, even in our lives, when we move into some place, we're always told, you know, don't do everything right away. Live in the house a little bit as it works through it. So what I'm hearing you kind of work through is folks at the doors, those main point of entry, that's going to get you started off of that and then allow the, you know, you can allow it to flesh out and to kind of see how they work through it. Am I tracking? Does that sound right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of therapy, I get what's ironic to me is I get calls from it'll either be a spouse or it'll be an advocate. Hey, I got to have all this stuff in place before he comes home. And
right.
I understand that. And a lot of it you do need because you need to get them in the door. But I don't like to put grab bars and specific things in until the patient is home. We like to have their involvement. It's really important for someone, especially some of these people have been in maybe a rehab center for months. They're used to doing it a certain way. The grab bars on the right at the facility, it was like this or that. And then they come home, and if we put something that they didn't buy into or they're not used to, it becomes a challenge. And what I found with seniors, they're very resistant to help a lot of times. And the more buy-in you can get with all the caregivers, including the patient, it just goes so much smoother. So I try to tell people, bring them home for a day. That first day is usually a pretty tough day because they're going through a lot. They're getting transferred. There's home health coming in. Typically, have me in the next day. We'll come in, we'll assess what you need, and we'll get them done the next day. So, you know, just be careful those first couple of days, but let's make sure we get it in the right spot that they believe they need it.
I like the pacing of the project. There is always this feeling of immediacy. Sometimes in that speed, we miss really important things, and then we have to go do rework. And rework can really frustrate and slow down the process long term. We've learned in the senior move management side of the house. So, I think that's a great way. Just sometimes taking a break, stepping back, and especially once you're in, being able to see how they use it. Well, that's you know, speaking of cups of coffee, I think we're just kind of sitting back and slowing things down to take everything in. You know, I'm going to take this opportunity here. We're going to take a break for our sponsors of this week with the Refuge Coffee Company.
Hey guys, this is Tony at the Parent Projects Podcast. And if you are powered by coffee the way that I'm powered by coffee, I think you'll appreciate knowing a way that you can help the last, lost, and least of us that didn't have a great transition. You see, the Refuge Coffee Company is a social enterprise operated by Catholic Charities of Central and Northern Arizona, where they use this coffee and this business model to help homeless veterans at the Manor House Transitional Community get back on their feet. Help a veteran turn a handout into a hand up by giving them the opportunity to earn your business. Purchase coffee today at therefugeaz.com. That's therefugeaz.com. If you order 6 or more bags, shipping will be free. And if you tell them that Parent Project sent you, I'm going to send you a travel coffee mug. Thank you again, and let's get back to the show.
We've still got Todd Kress here with ADL Solutions. And so Todd, you've got your family member back to the house. You've gotten them through thresholds. You're getting an understanding of things that need to be done. Let's also take into the account, maybe they didn't come out of the house in the first place. It's that family member who really understands that they want to leave their parent in the home as long as possible. But to your comment, which is, I think it's like a lot of our members, They don't live here. They live someplace else. So now they have to remotely manage a contractor and deal with a contractor from someplace else. You're a brilliant contractor. You guys have been doing this for a long time. You train contractors in how to assemble and to put these things in to do this so safely. Help us understand, is what can families do to make them better clients when they're trying to run in and solve this problem with you or with other contractors?
Obviously that's a typical problem. And I appreciate the kind words. We have been doing this a while. The work we do certainly isn't rocket science. Any contractor can do it, or even a handyman. What's important is that they understand the needs of the people they're dealing with. And that's different than a normal contractor. A normal contractor just goes in and does a job, and they don't have to think about the needs now and the needs in the future. So a lot of it is a good accessible contractor will ask, you know, okay, what's the situation? Or they'll go to the home and they'll talk to the family and see where they're at now and where they're going to be. So really importantly, it's trying to understand kind of the needs now and maybe 5-10 years down the road, so that you're not spending money on one thing and then in a year or so it's obsolete and you have to do something else. So I think a lot of it is finding somebody that's reputable. I work with a lot of contractors. We train them on accessibility and they call us for information and stuff. So we have a whole source of those guys, including our own company. But I tell people, if you have a great contractor, a lot of them do, their parents have been using them for years. I have this guy down the street. That's great. Give him our number. We'll talk to him. We can talk to him about the right equipment, the right slopes, the way to attach a grab bar if there's not a stud, a lot of little things like that, that, you know, some contractor that's been doing it for years probably doesn't know about.
Right. That's fantastic. And those are diamonds in the rough. Finding, you know, these contractors that will really kind of facilitate or leverage other people to assist in getting this done. I can't think of a time where that was even more important now. Shortages of labor, shortages of materials, the timing of getting labor and materials to show up at the exact same time to get a project done, right? It seems to really complicate the construction industry in general, or home improvement industries and others. What are, I guess, some of the stuff, self-help, what would you recommend would be things that most family members could start to do on an entry level themselves to introduce the idea of safety equipment to a family member? And what are, you know, if you can think of anything that are hands off, you don't want to install this one because of for safety concerns or something to that nature?
Well, I mean, the simplest thing is a grab bar. I wish it was a code for every home to have a grab bar. I could use one. Sometimes there's soap on the shower floor. The shower's steamy and I get a little disoriented, you know, and I want to grab something. It'd be nice to have something firm that, you know, is going to hold on. So I'm a big advocate for grab bars. They have nice decorative ones. They don't have to look institutional. So grab bars are a must. A lot of times it's getting on and off the toilet. A lot of homes, if it's an older home, has a really low 15.5-inch high toilet. That's difficult to get up and down from. Those are more designed for little children. So you can get a higher toilet. You can get a spacer that goes under the toilet. They have toilet seats that are risers that have rails. So, the bathroom's considered the most dangerous room in the home. So that's where I would tell most people to focus for your parents. Getting in there at night, they get up in the middle of the night and they're trying to get to their bathroom. That's where most falls happen. So make sure carpets are out of the way. There's some things they can hold on to. I put in some simple motion sensor night lights that are on the floor, light up as they start to walk, so they're not going through a dark hallway or a closet area or something like that. So those are real simple. We talked about ramps. Ramps are important. I could go on for hours all the time. I don't really know of anything that I would say absolutely don't do it. I just see a lot of people spend money on like a stair lift, for instance. That's a chair you sit on that takes you up the stairs. If they have a disability, You have to transfer at the bottom and at the top, and it becomes a really, it sounds like a great idea. So that's something that can be kind of not useful over a period of time. So, and they're fairly expensive and obtrusive in the home. So yeah. I like people to really, people talk to me about stair lifts. I talk them out of it a lot, depending on the situation. There's other solutions. So just think through, you know, not just your immediate need, but where you're going to be in a year or two. Unless money's not an object, then get whatever you need and change it later, you know.
Well, but it still comes to the disruption in the space, right? It's that mm-hmm. other obstacle, that chair sitting on the wall or in the middle. These will shape a lot of things. I really like the suggestion of understanding the bathroom and maybe just understanding the journey between a bedroom and a bathroom mm-hmm. is a first focus. It can get super overwhelming to work your way through a house. And we have a safety assessment tool. The University of Colorado Buffalo had done some years ago, and we've got a version of that for our members on our website. Right. that walk them from, I think that's one of the key things, it walks them around the house as people work through outdoor areas, lighting, things like that. Slip rug or rugs, call them slip rugs. I cannot tell you how often one of the first things is senior move management group. You come in and it is finding all of those little 3-foot by 5-foot rugs, area rugs.
They hate to get rid of them.
Oh man, they do. They do, right? But I tell you what, just is there a way to secure them? I mean, what's the longest, as silly as it gets, what's the safest way to keep something like that in? I understand the trip and fall stuff or the slip away stuff. Do they really got to go pretty dang quickly, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, they are trip hazards. They have, there's double sided tape things you can do. But then when you want to clean, you got to pull them up and that wears off. And, you know, it depends the level, you know, if they're scooting their feet and now picking up their feet as well, it's definitely a trip hazard. And, you know, if they're not paying attention, that's a lot of the times what people trip on. And a lot of it's coming just into their kitchen or some place that they're not, you know, you don't normally think they're going to trip.
Yeah. Well, that is a fantastic starting spot to get everybody just oriented, some of those first early projects to work through. I think we're going to take a break in between these blocks up here and get one more word into helping manage your project with our Senior Moves Connect app. Hey, thanks for joining us back again. We've got Todd Kress with ADL Solutions, and we've been going through your parent project, where to start, how that works. We've tackled getting family members home. We've tackled maybe just the first initial spot to start working your way through the house and dealing with the bathroom, the bedroom, some of those key areas and talks around that. Let's maybe kind of a larger level, Todd, aging in place. It is today in senior living, senior living communities are giving a run for our money, but, I saw a lot of families really pull back and start hesitating after COVID led to some pretty severe restrictions in being able to visit your loved ones for almost a 2-year period, at least a good solid year. There were some pretty heavy restrictions and the isolation seemed to cause some problems. What's the impact that COVID, were those things, what have you seen in your industry? How has that really impacted you guys? And what should that impact have on families thinking about aging in place or working with home safety?
Well, I think obviously COVID, a lot of people are just transitioning into these facilities, which I think is a great thing. I want people to be safe, happy, and healthy. There's all degrees of that, depending on their independence and what they can handle on their own. I think there's been studies over the years, you know, obviously, I'm sure you've talked in your segments how the baby boomers are kind of flooding the senior market right now. All services are being overwhelmed as far as, you know, facilities go. And there's this whole transition to having independent, assisted, and then memory care units in these facilities. And they're great places to be. But most people don't want to be there. And like you said, COVID has made sometimes you feel like they're trapped there if something like that would happen again. And it's actually, for the most part, less expensive to make some modifications, maybe get some home care, some people visiting every so often at your home. So if it's done right, I think it can be a lot more affordable and probably everyone happy if it's done right at home. I've seen a steady pace of home modifications. I really haven't seen, and I think it's just how many people need help. I haven't seen a big change. Like after COVID, we're doing a lot more home modifications. I mean, there's just a lot out there to do as it is. But I'm sure a lot of families are there. I know I'm there with my parents. They're not ready to need a lot of home services, but I don't want to have them go into a place if they don't need to.
Right. Well, in the United States, as more and more of these baby boomers are pushing in, the expectation on that communities and what a community needs to do and what it should look like, boy, that really has stepped that up to entice them to lifestyle and mm-hmm. and living something to that nature. Isolation. If I agree, you know, in our family situation, I know that my mother-in-law wants to stay put as long as she possibly can. Because she has community that's around her and where that community works. And those are, as long as we can continue doing that safe, just like we want everybody safe, happy, and healthy for they're going to be. That's fantastic. Hey, what are any major challenges or anybody in our Phoenix market as we look maybe over the course of the next year, anything that you see on the horizon that businesses should be aware of, builders in general? Are there special, shortages of any specific types of materials or anything like that that you're seeing out there?
Everything.
Okay.
It's so hard to predict. I have about 5 different crews that do construction work. We do 2 or 3 showers a week doing barrier-free showers. And every week I get a different feedback. I can't get that. We have an office in Flagstaff. He can't get that. So it just seems like it's a rotating issue where, you know, just something as simple as the black ABS piping that you use for drains, all of a sudden in the last couple months, it's hard to find. We're going to 5 different Home Depots or plumbing supply stores to get the simple stuff that was plenty of before. And pretty much any specialized item that's we do changing tables for schools, for young children and things. And anybody that's building stuff, like if you're ordering equipment and it's being built as you order, that stuff's taken forever now because their supply chain is slowed down. But literally, I mean, everything's gone up. It's hard to find stuff. It's very hard to predict the length of some projects because of materials. It's hard to say what's not coming and what's going to be there. It's kind of a crapshoot.
So a little bit of patience, particularly if you've got a lot of custom, the more custom stuff that we might have out or that's going to be built in, making sure that we've got some patience in foresight. So plan ahead for things like that.
And a lot of the contractors that buy from us, call us the Home Depot of accessibility. I'm certainly not that, but I carry every size grab bar, 12 inch up to 48. They come in different diameters, 1.25 inches, 1.5 inches. I have every size. We have special flip up bars, special transfer bars. We have ramps, aluminum and rubber, barrier free showers. I mean, we inventory and stock a lot of this stuff. One, because of our own projects, and two, a lot of guys rely on us to have it. It's pretty good, big cost for us to do, but we're trying to stay ahead of that supply curve because we see it coming and our suppliers will tell us, hey, we're getting low on this. So we try to keep the normal equipment, when I say normal accessible equipment in. I can't control what Home Depot has and stuff, but so we try to keep our schedules pretty consistent by inventorying and keeping our own stuff here.
Well, I mean, look, your leadership and just in general in the industry and creating that focus and keeping that focus on the specialties that are needed in the aging population, like that's awesome. And for, you know, those of us working through a parent project, it means a lot to know that there's contractors like you out there. So I appreciate you taking time today to walk through the trade, to understand, take a little of the mystique out of it, and help us to kind of get our heads straight when we want to make it safe before they fall and get everybody into that good, safe, happy, healthy place, to use your words. I really appreciate you being with us, Todd.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. We're here to help. So just we take all calls and we try to get out as quickly as we can to help people out if they need it.
Great. Great. Todd, thank you. Best way that people can get a hold of you guys if they need to?
So best way is just call the office. It's 480-636-1816. You can also go to our website. I think it's down there at adl-solutions.com. You can type in a message from there, reach us that way, or send us an email. So pretty much we'll respond as quick as we get it.
Awesome. And you are Phoenix, East Valley, Phoenix, West Valley, and a couple other places.
We do the state. So we have people in Tucson, people in Flagstaff. Our major offices here, we're in Chandler, but we go all around the state. Yuma, you know, all over, down in Nogales. We have crews doing stuff all over the place. So we'll get to you if you're in the state of Arizona.
Great. Well, I appreciate it. God bless you. God bless you and your business as you move ahead. And thanks again for joining us here on Parent
Project.
Thank
you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, bro.
Well, that's it for the team this week, and thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed the content, remember to subscribe and to share this episode on the app that you're using right now. Your reviews and your comments, they really help us expand our reach as well as our perspective. So if you have time, also drop us a note. Let us know how we're doing. For tips and tools to clarify your parent project, simplify communication with your stakeholders, and verify the professionals that you choose, you can find us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks again for trusting us. Until our next episode, behold and be held.
Thank you for listening to this Parent Projects podcast production. To access our show notes, resources, or forums, join us on your favorite social media platform or go to parentprojects.com. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. This show is copyrighted by Family Media and Technology Group Incorporated and Parent Projects LLC. Written permissions must be granted before syndication or rebroadcast.